reward Mala abundantly, grant him good health, more knowledge and more wisdom. And we ask Allah Ta'ala also to grant us good health, better understanding and ability to act, the knowledge being gained here. What we have here today are two Arabic questions, which I don't know if I'm competent enough to read because they're too lengthy and the bumps in my understanding of Arabic may not permit us to be very fluent. I don't know whether I should hand them over to Mala himself.
What is the saying? What name is Sina
Hibu? Let me just give it to
Mala. No, I think it should be done because day in, day out, yes, right.
Yes. This one says, Assalamu alaikum, please, Sheikh. I need explanation on the hadith and their authentic, or I think he means authenticity. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
That is the udo of somebody doing fasting. Allah loves it better than the mosque. That's the hadith. And it is sahih. لَخَلُوفُ فَمِ الصَّائِمِ أَطْيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. You made a mistake by saying Abdullah. It's not B. It is in noon. Okay? مِذِهِ الْمِسْكِ. The hadith, like you have heard, is the smell of the mouth of somebody fasting is more desirable to Allah than the mosque. You know, mosque, not masjid, mosque, M-U-S-K, it's a form of perfume, very attractive. So Allah wants that smelling that can be offensive, okay? But Allah loves it than the good odor of mosque. The hadith, yes, is the correct hadith. Second one, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من فاتته العصر فكأنما وتر أهله وماله. This one also is another hadith. If somebody fails to pray asr, it is as if he has lost his family and his wealth. If he fails to pray asr in the congregation, فكأنما وتر. The hadith we read it there. It is as good as he has lost his family and his wealth. Yes.
Even if I cannot read the Arabic, I think I know the translation. He's asking the authenticity of the hadith that says you should give a worker his dues before the dryness of his sweat.
The hadith says, اعط الأجير أجره قبل أن يجف عرقه. I'm not sure of its acceptability. I'm not sure.
No more questions.
No more questions? So, inshallah, I will cross-check its authenticity tomorrow. Inshallah ta'ala. And you, if I have forgotten, please remind me. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Salam.